Tiger Woods started the day Sunday tied with Anthony Kim and was even par through his first five holes, but the world number one added birdies on the sixth and seventh holes and finished the first nine at 12 under par. Woods added a birdie on 10, but the 11th hole, where he had struggled all week, again proved difficult when he hit his drive into a ravine. Woods had to drop his ball and bogeyed the hole to fall back to 12 under par for the tournament. Tiger said he knew the pressure was on when he learned Hunter Mahan had shot an 8 under par to tie him for the lead.
At the time I was tied for lead, and it's like, you know, you can go either way. You win the tournament or you lose the tournament from here. So, you know, just got to keep plodding along and, you know, hopefully maybe sneak one or two birdies coming in and get the title.
Tiger regained his form and birdied the 16th hole to go to 13 under par and win the trophy for the first time. Hunter Mahan finished in second place at 12 under par. Mahan said that shooting an 8 under par 62 Sunday was something he knew he could do.
You know, I felt like I was hitting great all week. I just couldn't get any putts, and that just kind of beats you up because you're hitting it so good and you get nothing out of it. To hit the good shots and to make the putts in the final round today like I did, it feels nice.
Defending champion Anthony Kim finished in third place at 9 under par after shooting a 1 over par 71 Sunday. This event was one of the last U.S. PGA Tour events before the British Open tees off July 16th in Scotland. Next year, the AT&T National will be played at Aronimink Golf Club outside Philadelphia as Congressional gets ready to host the U.S. Open in 2011. From the AT&T National Golf Tournament, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.